I moved here when I was about 9 from Detroit. Every day after school, I come to the library. You know, the library has everything you need for your kid, you know, depending on your interest. They have books, movies, space to do your work. Sometimes your friends are there. It's a community place. And in a place like West Bloomfield, there aren't a lot of places where, you know, 11 or 12-year-olds can really come together and congregate and do things. So I would come. I read a lot, you know. During that time, you know, you're just curious about everything. You're intellectually just thirsty. So I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of community service. I volunteered a lot at the library. Sometimes, you know, I was a little rambunctious with my friends. But for the most part, I learned a lot of great lessons being here. There was this one computer page. His name was Chad. And I thought Chad was one of the coolest guys ever. I feel like Chad knew everything. And I used to come to the library after school. And I used to wait because Chad was in high school. I used to wait till high school got out. I used to wait for Chad. I said, "Hey, Chad, man, can you come help with this paper?" And he'd sit down and we just talk about the world. We talk about everything. Chad's family is Indian. So he always, you know, gave me a sense of cultural understanding. And that was one of the reasons I actually became a staff member. Because, you know, Chad. And later when I started to realize that younger students were doing that with me, I had become someone else's Chad. And so they come, they wait for me to get out of class, and they say, "Cameron, I have a paper," or, you know, "What do you think about this book?" And they asked my opinion, and I said, "Oh, that's neat." And it hit me at one point. I said, "You know, I'm this kid's Chad." This place is a factory of knowledge, and it doesn't just come in a book or in multimedia form, but it comes in interpersonal connections. As I matriculated into college, I really started to understand the importance of service. I started the first NAACP Youth Council for Southern Oakland County. And I brought that with me to college. Now I was able to get the Bonner Scholarship, which was a community service scholarship. Stuff I just really enjoyed doing, soup kitchen and helping out with kids in urban Atlanta. And as I go forward, graduating from Morehouse, all those ideals have really culminated. I'm able to put it together in public service. I want to go into the Foreign Service, the diplomatic corps, if you will. And in the fall, I'll be enrolling in the Johns Hopkins University Paul Nitze School of Advanced International Studies in Washington, D.C., studying American foreign policy and international economics. I love to travel. So far in college, I've been to about 27 countries. Been to Vietnam. You know, I've slept in the Mekong Delta with people who lived off the land. They didn't have anything. I've met C.H. Tung, the first governor of Hong Kong, who has everything, and he's privy to things in a government that doesn't see eye to eye with mainland China or that of the United States. I talked to child soldiers who, you know, were taught kill first, ask questions later. I played soccer with kids in favelas in Brazil and kids in townships in South Africa. And I've met with, you know, dignitaries at The Hague in Holland. And no matter what someone's narrative is, we're all in this together. A raindrop will hit my head just like it hits theirs. And I think one of the most important things is that when people realize that, that's when the world starts becoming a better place. My career goal is to be Secretary of State, if that could happen. You know, it's not an elected position, but it's definitely a position that, you know, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I can be effective at. Because I care about America. I care about, you know, our politics abroad, our people who are abroad. Basically just making the world a safer place. Benjamin Mays, who's a major tenant to Morehouse College history, said, "Failure is not sin, but low aim is." And I know as long as I aim high and I try my best, and even if I do fail, I can't count myself out because I tried. I'm blessed. I'm really happy to have grown up here. I told my mother that yesterday when we visited the high school. I just looked at her and said, "Mom, thanks. Good call. West Bloomfield was the move." It was great. And West Bloomfield Library does a fantastic job of assessing the needs of the community. I'm a product of this institution. You know, I'm a product of this innovation. I'm a product of these people coming together saying, you know what, we have a community to serve, and that's what we're going to do.